Elimination. My autoimmune system functions perfectly. Elimination. My autoimmune system functions perfectly. What is my autoimmune system? Do I have within my body a system that takes care of all the little hang-ups that come along, all the little things that I accept in my life as real, which are not? And the immune system makes me immune to those things. It makes me immune to the idea that I am not beautiful. It makes me immune to the idea that I am not whole and perfect. All that it allows through is that I am the allness now. I am the perfection of the universe. I am the joy of the universe. I am the ideal of all that is. Because that's what life is all about. That's what the world is all about, and that's who I am all about. My autoimmune system functions perfectly. Every day, I operate my automobile, and I put a governor on my automobile. And I put a governor on my automobile and says, you should drive so fast. You should drive according to these rules. You should drive according to this manner. You should put gas in the car, oil in the car. You should do all the things that are necessary so the car can run harmoniously and beautifully. My governor tells my car what it should have so that it will function perfectly for me. Now, who is that governor? What is that governor? How much do I pay for that governor? Well, I pay an awfully lot. It's my autoimmune system. It's the system within me that says, when I am driving on the highway, the freeway, the byway, there's a speed limit and I must adhere to it. When I am going to go somewhere, I must make sure there's gas in my car so that it will function for me. I must make sure there is oil in my car so it'll function for me. My autoimmune system tells me all of these natural individual things that I must do. And it doesn't say if I don't do it, it's going to be bad. It doesn't say if I don't do it, it's going to be good. It doesn't say if I do it, it's going to be wonderful. All that it says is that is necessary now. So, I don't put gas in my car. And then I drive my car, and at one point I drive and I run out of gas. No more gas in my car. Here I am driving down the freeway, and all of a sudden it goes, sputz, 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 sputz. And I pull over to the side of the road, and lo and behold, I have no gas in my tank. It has used up every last drop. Now, my autoimmune system has told me that. It had a gauge right in front of my eyes and said, I am a quarter full. I am an eighth full. I'm just about empty. And sometimes even a little red light goes on and says, you better get some gas. You've only got a few miles left before you run out of gas. You better move it. And you see, the autoimmune system speaks to me all the time. It says what's going on and what it does. Now, if I were to take my car and put in it a perpetual motion machine and leave in my car all the other gadgetry that is currently there, my car would not function very well. Because after, say, 500 miles, my car would say, hey, you're out of gas. Hey, you're down to nothing. But my engine doesn't need gas. It works on fusion. It works on independent fuel. It has nothing to do with gasoline. Well, I didn't change that in my tank. I didn't change that in my thinking. I put in my thinking that I have to be limited by the gas in my tank, and my engine doesn't even use gas. Our bodies are a great deal like this. We come to this life with our bodies. We are indestructible. We can do anything. We can accomplish anything. We believe in ourselves. We're fantastic. We're glorious. And then along comes somebody sort of messing with our engine, messing with our vehicle. And they tell us, you can't do things. They're putting a new autoimmune system in our body. They're telling us that we cannot drive on our engine, which has everlasting power. We have an engine that needs to have power to run on it. And we say that to ourselves. We say that to ourselves. We say, I am not divine. I am not the ideal. I am not the perfect one. And because we say that about ourselves, our autoimmune system changes its program. It changes its program from being able to be immortal, eternal, everlasting, running forever and ever, never needing gas or oil, never needing any type of additive, never needing, it doesn't even need a driver. You get in the car and you say, home. You get in the car and you think, home. You think mothers, you think dads, you think Aunt Tilly's, you think whatever you think, and you're there. And you say, my goodness, I didn't even have my wheels on the ground. I didn't even do anything like that. Nothing that seemingly I have to do, did I do. Because my autoimmune system functions perfectly. I have told my body, I do not need this. I can lay on a bed of nails and be untouched. I can walk on water and be untouched. I can walk on fire and be untouched. I can live my life. I can walk through the world and not need any food to eat. I can go through all the experiences that I have, and I am untouched in every way, because that's what I am. My autoimmune system functions perfectly. My autoimmune system operates perfectly. But what autoimmune system do I currently have in my system? Do I have my original purity and integrity? Or do I have the idea that I am living in a world that has been created by others who say, this is an automobile and I need gas and I need oil. And truly, my ideal body needs no gas or oil, no air, no food. It operates on an autoimmune system functioning perfectly. This is my illumination. This is my reality. Do I want to live in a world that I allow other people to create about me? Do I want to live in a world which has the rules and regulations? It has the autoimmune system of other actions? If you're going to have a baby and you're going to put an autoimmune system in the baby, and that autoimmune system says that he's going to die when he is 5 years old, then he'll die. If that autoimmune system says that little baby lives with its original purity and integrity and is immortal and lives forever in its ideal format, it will. What is the thought system? What is the autoimmune system that we are creating within ourselves, within our world, within our experience? Are we ready to create an autoimmune system that benefits us? Or are we going to allow ourselves to think that just because others have their immune system and just because this was one that was started for us, that we have to keep on doing it? Not in the slightest. My autoimmune system works perfectly for whatever I chose to create it. Now, I'm going to recreate my autoimmune system for this new attitude I have about myself of being immortal, being eternal, being everything good and beautiful, untouched by the world about me. I am the one the world about me is responsive to. The world about me thinks about me, and in thinking about me, they think everything is good and beautiful. Are you ready to create the autoimmune system in your body for the type of person you are, your original purity and integrity? or are you going to go along with the model that has been created by humanity, by the race consciousness thought over the years? We can change that instantaneously. And we change that instantaneously when we say to ourselves, my autoimmune system functions perfectly, and I have created it to represent my original purity and integrity now and always, because that's who I am, and that's all I am, and that's what I know, and that's how my life is. Your life is that way too. Do you want it to be that way? Do you want your life to be all that's good and beautiful? Do you want immortality? Do you want a life that is designed on your original purity and integrity? I do. And if I do, I have a little work to do. And that work is putting a new program in motion for myself. My new autoimmune system that functions perfectly based upon my original purity and my original integrity. And that's who and what I am. Join me. And be this too, because this is your reality, now and always. I love you. I love you. I love me. Wonderful, isn't it?